I'm Millie Dunn, VC, and from Raleigh, North Carolina. On August 28, 1963, I was at the March on Washington, and I had a privileged seat because I was with the ministers and was right there with Dr. King. It was my privilege, you know, to be involved with the movers and shakers, I imagine, of the movement. At the time of the march, I was secretary, Raleigh Wake Chapel in the ACP. Became president in 65. And I was at St. Augustine's College working as executive secretary for Dr. Boyer at that time. We had a group of persons on the campus, kids who wanted to be involved. And so President Boyer asked me to go out to be with these youngsters. So at that time, we were beginning. There was a sit-in movement for the integration of the lunch counters downtown Raleigh. With the kids, the hotheads, we would leave on the campus. You know, you say you go. And I would just say, please, God, don't let nobody spit on me, that I know that nobody spit on me. But they did have. I had an Angora sweater, I believe, on or something. And, you know, they would put the match to that. But I don't think that we experienced the violence that we've had in certain kinds of other cities. And maybe I have just been behind the scenes but wanted to see that other people do certain kind of things. I like to push other folk. It was one of those things that I think that persons need to step up to the plate and do. That's something that everybody can do. I don't think of myself as a hero. My approach is that you don't ask person to do no more than you're going to do yourself. We wanted to get things done, and we got things done.